I didn't grow up with cowboy music itself. I grew up with bluegrass and country music. And I was always a songwriter since about age 16. And I went to college and studied. I was in the American Studies and American Civilizations program at the University of Texas in Austin. And I was just enthralled by everything, the history, the culture, the literature, the painting, westward expansion, everything about U.S. history and culture really fascinated me. And I did both undergraduate and graduate work. I was in folklore, ethnomusicology, lots of different ways of looking at the same thing. And then I went to work and I had a career working for state government in Texas that had nothing to do with what I'd studied. And in the mid-90s, I went back to playing music, as I said, and I got invited to a cowboy poetry gathering by a cowboy poet I met out in Arizona. Cowboy poetry gatherings are festivals that feature cowboy poetry and cowboy music. And I had four Western songs that I'd written at that point, and I knew a half dozen more probably from just, you know, the ether. And I left that weekend. Driving back from Sierra Vista, Arizona to Austin, Texas, I stopped in El Paso at the Petro truck stop that's on the east side of town on Interstate 10, and I sat there at lunch, and I wrote a song. And by the time I was back in Austin, I had another song almost finished. And what Western or cowboy music did for me was open up storytelling. I had not been a storyteller in song before, and that's where the stories are for me. And because I know so much, I've got so much background in Western history and the culture, I see things and I react to them and I write songs about them.
In a modern way.
Generally, I want to write the songs that other people aren't writing. And there are still people writing the nostalgic, riding down the canyon kind of song. Mm-hmm. And it has its place, but it's not my song. Mm-hmm. So my songs are much more, they're darker in some cases or different. They take a slightly different angle on the subject that other people have written about. In some cases, they're topics that nobody would ever write about other than I. The cowboy songs themselves are, in general, in the line of the British Isles ballad tradition. They're not, I mean, it's hard to trace direct descent because other than Streets of Laredo and the Bard of Armagh, there are very few clear examples of a British Isles folk song becoming a cowboy song. But the storytelling that comes out of the ballad tradition, that comes through the Appalachians and heads out west, is just that ballad tradition. And you mix that with what we got from the South, from the Caribbean, with what became blues, and gets out to the west, and it's this interesting mix of kinds of music. But stories are always paramount there. And cowboy poetry comes along about late 19th century, early 20th century. And this is rhyme and meter poetry that is just about the west. And it's in the tradition of Rudyard Kipling and Robert Service, that real strong rhyme and meter. And that's where the stories are there too. So you go from Robert Service into Badger Clark, Henry Herbert Nibbs, Bruce Cascadon, S. Omar Barker. Those are the four founding fathers of cowboy poetry.